Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Email us. Phone us. There's a 9. And what's our phone number there, Todd?
Niner. Just press 9-er.
No, don't do that.
On your contact list.
Just hit 0. Just hit 0 and ask the operator to get us. It's like PD's NHL blog. It ends up being Google there.
877-931-4TNT. That's 4868.
Tweet at us at TNT Radio Empire. Facebook us, the original Todd and Tyler. Official Todd and Tyler Facebook page is out there, too. And you mentioned email, and you can text Puss. Here's his personal number. No.
How about we not?
Let's not do that.
How about we not?
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I did see there's some radio show somewhere in the country that you can text them. We'd have to get the technology for that. Or just a phone that would just pay ours.
Yeah, you'd have a studio phone,
but we can't,
basically.
They don't buy us a paper here. We don't get the newspaper here. So they're not going to give us a studio phone. I don't know if I want a continuous text, though, from listeners. Yeah. Met some nice people this weekend, but we know how you are behind the phone. You get angry.
I've never texted.
You get angry.
You know, jackass, 12788.
What do you mean, jackass?
That's what you're supposed to do.
What type?
Well, you text.
No, people just text us.
There's a phrase, usually. Isn't there a phrase?
Well, that's if you're doing like a contest or giving a discount.
No. These are just texts. You just give us. It'd be just like you tell us what you were thinking about.
Yeah, just interaction with the show.
Interaction with the show. It'd be just like an email, except be texting us. Like your text, like your personal text. It wouldn't be your personal phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, put your text away and send us an email.
Generally, you can text and email from the same device. So just hit the other app and send us an email.
That's true.
Do it that way.
I don't
want to read your text.
Neither do I. I don't want to read your Todd will read your email.
If you just have a flip phone and you can't email us, that's on you.
Grow up and get a real phone.
Yeah, just get a real phone.
Get a real phone, yeah. What'd you guys do this weekend? I was out of town.
I was out of town. A little bit. And I approve, by the way, of the Alliance of American Football.
Yeah, I heard it was good. I just heard it was cool. I mean, and it beat basketball in the ratings. By one. It was like 2.1 and a live game Friday night. Oklahoma City playing somebody got a 2. I retweeted it out yesterday because I knew Petey had a boner, I'm sure.
And then, let's see, the golf. I was watching the golf, and the golf went
I watched a little bit of the
pregame of the Alliance of American Football.
Oh, Saturday? Okay.
Yeah, and the thing that gives
Who played?
Cred to me, the game here was San Diego and San Antonio.
No stupid rules. Right, but there's no kickoff, right?
No kickoff.
Yeah.
But that makes things go a lot faster.
Yeah, but I still like the kickoff. You know, they're just kicking the end zone most times.
The thing
anyway
that kills time in the NFL is the kickoff.
Then the commercials.
You just scored, so you got to have a commercial break. And then you kick it off, and then there's a change of possession, so you got to have a commercial break.
Right.
Yeah. And
that's the key.
That makes the kickoff 10 minutes long.
Yeah, if you take out the commercial break during the kickoff would be fine.
Yeah, that game was about 2.5 hours, maybe a little less.
Who played?
San Diego, San Antonio.
Oh, the fleet, right?
Yeah, and the thing that caught my attention at
first.
There
were two games Saturday,
was the starting quarterback for, although they sat him down after five interceptions or whatever, Mike Bercovici of Arizona State was the starting quarterback.
Okay, that's not the reason you stuck with it, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, that's one of it caught my attention.
Yeah, I'm talking about the rest of the public.
But the rest of the
public didn't stick for that.
Yeah, the pregame, they interviewed Bill Polian.
If you had a gun to my head, I would know who he was.
Yeah, Bill Polian, who, if you don't know, Bill Polian.
I know Polian.
Was an exec with the Bills. And
there's a lot of big names in
The Colts when they were good.
Singletary's a coach of one of those teams, right?
Mike Singletary is a coach. Mike Riley is a coach. He was, in fact, the coach of the San Antonio team.
That's one of the best coaches the Huskers ever had is Riley, right?
Mike Martz, who used to coach the Rams.
He failed up, didn't he?
Yeah, and he's with San Diego. Yeah. Dennis Erickson's in there. There's a couple others.
You suck as a coach at Nebraska, get a job in the pros?
Yeah.
Man.
I just saw on Friday, Bob Stoops took a gig with the XFL.
Whole general manager thing.
Running the Dallas team.
Yeah. But like Wilbon said Friday, get rid of your football. We don't need it year-round. Sorry, Wilbon. Yes, we do.
Shut up.
Yes, we do.
And Hines Ward is a big part of the development
He's got
of that
money
league
in there? Yeah, good.
Yep. Yeah. So,
and they're not going to go against the NFL. They're more like a developmental thing, right? Exactly. Yeah. Good idea.
I mean, most of these guys, like Berkovici, for example, held a clipboard for a season for the San Diego Chargers.
Okay.
A lot of these guys went to the NFL, probably never played a snap, but, you know, had the talent to get drafted.
Yeah. There's a lot of great NFL guys out there aren't going to make it in the NFL, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of great talent.
You know, they get a little playing time in this.
Is the XFL going to be in the fall against the NFL?
I don't know.
No, it's not till 2020.
I know, but it's spring or fall?
It's spring, yeah.
Against the AFL.
I don't know if it'll be right up against it or if they'll try to wait and
go closer to late
spring, summer.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't see how.
I don't mess with my spring game.
They can be better organized than this league.
Apparently not. You should. They have pretty big cities, too.
Because they got some names.
And they're a year behind.
Yeah.
They're a year behind, right?
And they seem to have it together.
I'll have to check it out. I wouldn't buy a TV on Saturday, but I will check it out next weekend. Craig Evans will be here in a little bit. Petey Mack mentioned sports. And he probably has nothing, but I don't know if he watched any sports this weekend. You hung out this weekend with Tony, right?
I was
out of town, right?
Yeah.
Tony's still going to be on the air with us next couple of weeks, so he's still going to be around. But
yeah, Thursday this week and Friday next week.
We could not have picked a better year to leave.
No.
We had some more snow here this weekend in our area.
And it's going to snow today.
And it's going to be zero.
And it's going to snow on Friday. And then it's going to snow next Monday. And then just...
It sucks
stop
ass.
It.
It sucks.
Just
ass.
Stop it.
By the way, I drove like 2 hours through this state, too. Beautiful, beautiful country.
Oh, that's beautiful the perfect
country.
Part.
Beautiful country.
Perfect part of the...
There's no perfect part of the state. It's
because you got
beautiful country. We live in the ugliest part of the country, and I feel free to say that.
The blowing snow.
It's the ugliest part of the country. But I like the city. I'm fine. I mean, I like my life. Everything's good. Don't rely on it, but just it's the ugliest part of the country.
There's other parts.
What's uglier? Northern Plains.
Parts of West Texas.
I've never been over there. That's a good point. That probably is pretty bad. Pretty bad. That's just flat
and
dusty. Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, that's good. You're right. That's probably it. There's two places.
I've never
here
been.
Here and there. Right.
Yeah, I haven't been through, Western Kansas.
Well, I consider this the whole same. I consider it the same area. You know, Kansas straight up, Oklahoma straight up, flat, nothing. And then you said West Texas, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of nothing.
Okay, there's a whole big section of a lot of nothing.
But see, to me, sometimes that's kind of attractive when there's just a whole lot of nothing.
Not me.
So you're thinking the settlers probably just got tired instead of found. They didn't come here and go, oh, this looks nice. They just went,
no.
I'm tired.
I don't mind them.
I just want to stop.
I understand why settlers stopped at rivers, because that's why a lot of the cities are on big rivers, including Omaha for that matter. And Kansas City, for that matter, but I don't understand how they started heading west before the mountains, and then just stopped. I don't understand how people just stopped where Todd's from. Probably free land, right?
Yeah,
yeah, probably.
That was it.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm not picking on your ancestors, not yours personally, but why do people stop? Like, say, in Grand Island. By the way, why is Grand Island? Nothing wrong. A lot of people still love the show out there. Why is it called that? I never Googled that because it's neither Grand nor an island. That's the joke. I'm sure they hear that all the time. Their high school has palm trees around it, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Does it really?
Well, fake palm trees as you walk in the door, yeah. Yes, they're the islanders.
Because they're the islanders.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Nice. No.
It kind of was a respite, though. Like, oh, palm tree. That's very nice.
The city's name comes from an island in the nearby Platte River called La Grande Île. French for Big Island.
Oh, I know that.
Named by 18th century French fur traders.
Ooh. You had me at French fur trader.
Yeah, probably a big sandbar. And that was probably back in the day when there was actually water in that river.
Yeah, that might be it.
When you couldn't just walk across it.
That might be it. That might be it. All right, Craig Evans, Petey Mack. It's a Monday. Yay.
Yay.
I watched a lot of golf over the weekend.
Yeah, I watched a little bit yesterday because Mickelson was in it, and he's going to win that today probably. He's got two more holes left.
And I kept in touch.
Cable guy, as you said, was in
there. Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Made the final cut.
Yes, he did.
Well,
for the AMs, right?
I forget the dude he played with. Some guy from Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think he ended up, he was in 15th place at the close of play yesterday. And 25 amateurs. They cut it down to 25 amateurs on the last day.
They really got to make all those dudes somewhat celebrities, too, because the other ones are not. Like the guy yesterday, they kept showing hitting with, who's actually winning the thing with Casey, is a FedEx executive.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's exciting. A good golfer, but who cares?
And if you're the commissioner of the PGA, how about you defer to someone famous?
Nope.
Someone entertaining?
No, we know that.
No.
We know people. try to hoard their way in things like that.
He's got.
I'm in charge.
There.
I get in there.
Get himself a free round at Pebble Beach.
He should not be there, right? Right. He should somebody else pony up for that. Exactly. All right, Craig Evans, if you come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.